Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And welcome back to another episode of the DFL Swimming Podcast. Dez and I are here today to discuss the Super Bowl of swimming. Folks, this is men's NCAA week. It doesn't really get any bigger than this. Dez, does it?
Does not. Really, really excited, man.
Yeah, we got a great episode cooked up for everyone today. Pretty similar format to last week with the women's preview. I'm just going to go over some of the big storylines that we've had already going into this week. Just touch on a little bit of what we saw last week. But expect a full recap pod to be coming next week. And then we'll get into some of the big races, some predictions in the individual events and the team race. So it should be a good one. I do think that we will have to review all these predictions come next week on the recap, just to really show who not to tip anything off, but someone definitely knew what they were talking about last week. So just keep that in mind.
Sure, buddy. we should go full year counting conferences and see what happens.
I mean, my conference predictions were a little lackluster, but. It's really, I come into my own come NCAA time, but let's get into this thing, Dez. A few big things coming out of last week that I feel like we at least need to touch on. Before that, actually, biggest news of the whole NCAA men's meet, Luke Orlando out of the meet with a quote unquote small injury. Dez, what does that mean?
For Georgia, it's a lot. That's their heavy hitter. That's their horse that's pulling their carriage. They have a lot of really good summers, but Luka was, you know, almost a shoe-in for the 200 fly. It was a shoe-in for two other A finals. Possibly looking at a 100 back, like top three performance as well. Like, that's a lot of points that Georgia's losing. What do you think, Case?
Are you cooking while recording the pod tonight, Tess? Just kidding. I think there might be some chefing up in the background of tonight's pod. So unfortunately, we will spare you the delicious smells associated with this meal being cooked. But really, what's important is the swimming here. One other major swimmer out for NCAAs this week: Lance Norris out of NC State, the senior distance swimmer. According to the SwimSwam article, no reason that we can glean as to why he had to pull out. I do not believe that NC State was maxed out on their NCAA roster. Dez, is that correct?
No, they were not.
Okay. For whatever reason, he's out. I wouldn't imagine he'd pull out he's a senior. This is his last run, so obviously something going on there. With that, though, that meant the next two alternates slotted into the meet, and that meant two additional qualifiers for the men's, the Texas men's team, bringing in Glavinsky as well as, who's the other one, Dez?
I don't remember exactly.
I'll find it. Anyway, but Texas getting two more qualifiers, does that mean anything for the meets, or what do you think?
Two possible scores, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we'll talk about this later as well. I think Texas is looking like they're easily the title front runner. Two guys who could possibly sneak in and get a couple B points. But I don't think they're going to be, you know, going for a win in any events or anything like that. They're not going to be relay swimmers, but
I mean, you never know.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. Glavinsky is certainly an international talent who, I'm sure Texas actually would have expected to be scoring. So you never know. I think he's someone who has enough talent to potentially jump up into scoring in a B final. Garrett Gold was the other.
You make the meet and you have a chance to score.
Yeah, for sure. Garrett Gold will probably factor in. He was already going to be factoring in probably on a relay or two. So from an individual scoring perspective, probably not. But from a team perspective, I think when the more individual swimmers you have, the more opportunities you have to kind of to get a fire, set a fire going and build some momentum. So I was honestly a shocker, and we didn't talk too much about it. But I mean, the fact that Texas really didn't, I was expecting a maxed out roster, and they put up, I think, 13 out of the original.
Indiana had the highest number of qualifiers, actually.
Yeah. So that's really from a pre-meet perspective. That's what we got going on. A couple additional swimmers getting in for the Longhorn squad. I think it's worth noting, we saw a lot over the first week about some of these changes, and there will probably be a dedicated podcast needed to kind of break this down further. But I mean, the likes of Tori Husk, Bella Sims, Campbell Stoll, all speaking out against the changes that the CSCAA made to the meet schedule this year. Primarily, it was a distaste for the lack of B finals at night.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that spoke out about it. The CSCAA actually put out a statement that they understand that there are people who are frustrated with the format that they picked, and that they're still toying around with it. Nothing's final. But, you know, Tori Husk, Bella Sims, Campbell Stoll all spoke out about it. Tori Husk gave a really, really cool story about how when she was a freshman, she actually missed out on the A final.
Non-A final in college, man. Yes. I feel so bad for her.
I feel so bad for her. But to her point, like, she was able to get another chance at the swim, ended up winning the B final, scoring some more points for her team, and going to best time. So it's a really good opportunity to grow when you're able to make that B final, especially as a young swimmer. And she kind of attested to that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I think I can speak to probably the same point at the Big Ten meet for us. Dez was known for his ads at finals. Casey was known for his drops at finals. Just kidding. But yeah, no, I think this is something that the message is pretty clear already. We even saw some coaches speaking out about it. And I mean, even I think Virginia Tech's head coach is even telling people not to come to the final session. Which, just to prove a point.
There. They were chanting, bring back B. He said, like, if you are a coach and you don't have any summers and finals, like, he encourages you not to come to prove a point. Which I think was already happening with a lot of people.
So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. I thought it was funny on night one, the commentators had to pop on Rowdy Games and Elizabeth Beisel and talk about. They're like, oh, you know, we're so excited about these changes for this upcoming year. Meanwhile, the rest of the meet was a train wreck for you know, the fans and the press conferences.
I mean, you have so many parents and fans that aren't there because their swimmers aren't making final. It's just whatever. We can talk about that some other time.
Yeah. We'll deep dig into it in a later pod. So let's just get into some of the big races. We touched on this a little bit last week with the women's meet, and we got some of the big races. Some great races again this week. Starting out 4 a.m. Who do we got lined up for this one?
We have a lot of 335s and faster. You know, Baylor Nelson, Joshua Bay, Lauren Wigginton, Cooper Lucas, Rex Maurer. I also wouldn't count out Yankovics. I mean, all four, what is that? One, two, three, six of those guys are really in it to win it. And it could really come down to the last 25, the last 5 meters. And that's a really, really cool event. I think we mentioned last week, like, 4 a.m., in my opinion, is one of the most fun events to watch because everyone swims it so differently. And that ended up being a really exciting race to watch on the women's side. And I'm hoping that it is in the men's as well.
Yeah, it should be good. Someone like Josh Bay, it's hard to predict, in my opinion. He had dropped like 12 seconds at Big Tens. So you don't, it's hard to say what he has potentially in the tank still to drop. I don't know. Same with Lauren Wigginton. I think it was a pretty big drop for him at Big Ten. So I think someone like Jankovic's or, you know, Baylor, who have, you know, been in this A final for a number of years now already, are probably two names that I think are probably a good bet.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, what I the confidence I have in what they will produce in this event.
I agree. I do think it's interesting too, if you look at the top, it's the top 14 people are all under 340. I remember like my sophomore junior year when Leon just came onto the scene, like it took a 339 to get top three. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at 339 to possibly maybe not even score. Seems like it's gotten a lot faster. This is one of those events that's really dropped.
Yeah, it just seems like, I mean, and this has been a little bit of a discussion, but I mean, we're not going to see 328 this year.
No.
But we're going to see 333s or something like that, and a heck of a lot more under in the 337, 38, 39 range. So the depth is there, and I think that fight to make it back for a second swim is going to be tough. I mean, I'm seeing Zalin Sarkany down at 14th. He's someone I could see jumping up. I could see even further down. Cale Marder has been. Ben Delmer's further down. Even someone like Humberto Najira from Cal, who has had great NCAA performances, is seated 27th right now. I mean, I don't know if he can make a push to make an A final, but certainly we could see people moving up here. So I think this one's pretty wide open, honestly. I do.
I would say probably the most wide open event, kind of looking at it, one of them at least.
Let's jump to the 200 breast, 100 breast. This is another one that I would say we got a little bit of it's queued up to be kind of the Texas Bros versus Yamoto. Yeah. I got Nate German-Prez, obviously Yamoto, as well as
Campbell McKeon.
Campbell, yep. Anybody else that we should keep an eye on here? Obviously, Luka Mladenovic is in there. I don't know. He had a Big Ten meet. How do you see it?
An interesting one, just one I want to mention before we get on to that, is, you know, Will Moglen is entering the event, who is primarily a backstroker, IMer, threw down a 50.9.
Give me Will for the win.
And, yeah, I mean, he was like, let's swim it. I guess he doesn't really have another event that day. Two IMs typically is third event, and that's the same day as the two backs. That was kind of interesting. Yeah, I mean, you could see Luka Mladenovic.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Possibly getting in the A final. I don't really see him making a push for that first place. But again, with these foreigners, you really don't know what you're going to get. You know, they get kind of better as the year goes on. We saw it last week as well with a couple of the foreign girls that are new to swimming. He's a freshman, still figuring out short course. Maybe he'll make a push, but I really think it kind of comes down to, you know, German-Prez, Okodome, Campbell McKeon, kind of those three. Maybe Cohen DeGroote gets thrown in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were kind of just even writing off Cohen DeGroote right now, but I think he's a little bit of an unknown. We haven't seen this before for him. It's his senior. With only 1 year of eligibility left. So it'll be interesting to see. I think they really would prefer him to perform on relays for them, probably. Because he's a key piece for them. He's holding that breaststroke together. But
he's someone who I wish he would have gotten 4 years of.
Yeah,
I
for sure.
It would have been really, really cool. He could have easily been under 50 if you give him 4 years of short course. Absolutely. And, you know, maybe pushing that 49.5 barrier. But sadly, we do not.
Exactly. So it's hopefully that, I mean, encourages more kids to get over the pond earlier, but it is what it is. Men's 200 freestyle. This one, talking about it even before we got on the pod here today. But this could be a great one. It's kind of similar to set up similarly to men's 4IM. It's any horse in the race. In my opinion, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to even pick anyone, right?
You look at the names here. Oh, it's like, no one really has proved. I mean, Henry McFadden, Olympian, that's okay. That's one data point there. Thomas Nebokonis, Big Ten champ, didn't have a great NCs last year, didn't have a great Big Tens this year, or a super impressive Big Tens this year. So as he's all in for NCs, he is actually someone that I see. Remy Fabiani has been really good this year.
Logan, how much can he big drop at ACCs? Is he someone who could sneak in? I don't know.
I just think it's a lot of we lost a lot in this event last year, and so I feel like kind of wide open. Even someone like Thomas Koski, I think he might be someone who I would say has the most experience, but he's seated ninth, a little out of the picture with Maximus Williamson right behind him. So I don't know. It's actually. This one is, I looking down the list even further. It's just like
it was fun to pick someone. I mean, the one seed's a freshman, right?
Exactly. It's gonna be a good one. I'm really excited for this race, especially it's a really tight field from first to, to first to 16th. There's a second gap. So and I mean, with plenty of 131 lows to 131 mids. So. Yeah, this one we're really throwing it's a needle in a haystack to pick the winner out of this group, in my opinion. Men's 100 back. This one I think really comes down to, again, double longhorns, a gator, and potentially a bulldog. If he's on form this week. Will Modulin obviously coming off a American record at midseason, 43.26. Hubert Koch, NCAA record holder, 43.20. Obviously the most proven, Ruard, 40, under 43. Adam Chaney, under 43. Sorry, I forgot to mention him there. And I think Johnny Marshall will be down there as well.
Johnny Marshall next week. Was 43.3 last year, almost out-touched Koch for the win. So don't count him out at seventh there. Yeah, this will be a fun race to watch.
Yeah, no, I like this one, and it'll be interesting. I guess we don't need to go into predictions yet, but I just, even someone like Johnny Crush mixed in there, he kind of just flies under the radar the whole year, being at Army, and then just, he's 44-1 from the American Conference, and then let's get into it. So, Kai Winkler is an interesting name, seed with 44-6 down in 15th. Right now, I don't necessarily see him jumping in, but
no.
We'll see.
I mean, another one to keep an eye on, Evan Petty. Cal swam really great in the women's side last week. He's sitting at eighth right now, but you know, is he due for another big drop with the Durden special?
Yeah. Let's pair in 100 fly, 100 free together, and I think really what it boils down to, throwing the 52. It's all about Liendo. Can he achieve the triple and ride off into his NCAA career sunset, coming home with, I don't know, how many NCAA records? I think that's really the question. Do you see it any other way?
No, I really think he's in for a really, really big meet. He has looked, in my opinion, he didn't go as fast to SECs this year. But he has looked really good all year, like physically. You know, I watched him at SECs. He looks so strong in the water. I think he is just lining it up. The stars are aligning for him to just have an absolutely insane meet. That's my opinion.
I think he's someone who's really good. I mean, and it is what the clutch gene is. I think he's really someone who's really talented at dialing in his focus and his execution when it matters most. I think, like you said, we haven't necessarily seen some of the like just out of this world individual performances this year, but we've seen the kid split 17 mid on a relay already. Like, I think when he needs to produce those performances, it's always there. And so for him to kind of be able to kind of build towards NCAAs the whole year to where he can bring that focus to each individual, each event, each swim is scary.
I hope I'm proven wrong, but it seems like his fly is on more than his freestyle. I hope they're both on, but he's already been 43-1
Yeah, 43-1, I believe. 43
in the
up.
100 fly, which is like basically what he won NCAAs with last year. So I really see that record going down. Can he do it in the 100 free and 50 free as well? I don't
I think one thing that's important, the 50 is gonna be a tough one to break now. I think with it being on day two in previous years, I mean that's when you got all these guys at their sharpest. For that day two session. Now with the 100 free moving to day three rather than day four, I think that day three to day four is really kind of where your body takes a turn for the worse. So I actually would expect to see a little bit something better in the 100 free individual than the 50
I would
towards the end of the
agree.
meet. That 50 is gonna be a war of attrition for those little sprinty boys on day four.
That 100 free too, you got to remember Caribe almost beat him last year. It was also 40 point low. That's going to be a really, really tough battle, and you definitely cannot count him out.
No, yeah, he's someone who, I mean, he certainly has a relay win. He does not have an individual win, to my knowledge. So I think before he would be he's hunting that elusive NCAA title before he heads out too. So it's gonna be I think he probably has that 100 free marked down as his probably his best shot. So it's expected to be a tight one there. Men's 500 free. This is one that we were pleasantly surprised with at a couple different conferences, ACCs especially, with just how young this field is right now. What are you seeing out of this 500 free? Is I think it's easy to just say Rex is going to be back and be 404, 403 like he has been last year, but we haven't necessarily seen that this year.
No, but I think that knowing Bob Bowman, he'll have him ready to go when he needs to be ready to go, and that's this week. I do think that, my opinion, I think Rex will win it. We'll talk about that a little more later, but I do think that that race for second gets really, really close, and there's a lot of names that could pop out. You also have to look, like, don't count out someone, the Ahmed Squared from Florida, who could honestly throw down a 405 and out touch Rex Maurer, and I wouldn't totally be surprised. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think it's hard to count some of those younger, Max Carlson, Luke Whitlock, those guys. I don't actually feel like a ton of confidence there, but even someone like Noah Millard, I mean, he's a fifth year of the series. He's done this a number of times before. I would expect to see, a 406, 405 range if Rex is a little off, not back in that. I think it really boils down. I think Rex on paper has the most talent and probably is unbeatable if he swims to that potential. But I think it's super close thereafter. And the 500s, it can be a toss-up. And so we'll see.
I think you've talked about Liendo has that clutch gene, and when it comes down to he swims big in the big moments, you're looking at two dudes who have swam their best meets at the biggest stage at the Olympics, at Worlds, and won in Jaudai Ahmed and then Hafanawi, right? You're looking at two dudes who have thrown down on Worlds, thrown down at the Olympics. Like, they're gonna show up when the stage is big, and I do think that, like I said before, they could really push for that first place. And I my think thinking it's gonna come down between those three.
Yeah, even someone, and we'll touch on it a little bit in the mile, but like, I mean, he might not have quite the speed, but even someone like, Kobe Bujak Upton or Nathan Wiffen, Bujak Upton obviously has the 200 speed, but Whiffen, if he's like on the mile night one, I wouldn't count him out to be an A final. Personally, even someone, you know, Ryan Ehrsman, I think is unpredictable. And based off what we saw last week from the women, I would lean towards them having a really good meet this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last preview, we'll touch on a little bit more in depth before we do event winners here. 200 IM. And this is one that I think we've been excited about for the entire year, basically, because, and we were waiting on Hubert Koch to make the decision of whether or not he was going to swim it. Alas, he's not. But now I think we have a great set of names to watch on this one. Who stands out to you?
You look at it, you have
Owen McDonald.
Owen McDonald, Baylor Nelson, Colin Gear, Baylor Nelson, Bustos, Will Moglen, Max Smith Williamson, Kevin McKeon. Like, you have six dudes who are 140 point or faster, and you don't have a single dude that's under 140 yet. So I think that, you know, it probably comes down to those seven. But, you know, again, there's a guy like Tristan Yankovic who's sitting at ninth, I think, is due for a big beat.
I see the winning time being 138.5, 138.6.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.
And that's would be a best. I think Owen McDonald's maybe the only one of the group, maybe Baylor, who has been under 140.
I don't think Baylor has.
Okay, so exactly. I mean, I think Owen for sure has been 139. Yeah, so I think he's, you know, Baylor is a tough, because I think he's been queuing for a big meet this year. So I'm excited to watch that. And honestly, if Arsenio Bustos is back to his glory days, I think he could make a run at it too.
I think he's been under 140 Bustos. Okay. Colin Gear has been 140.1, so, like, you know, he might make a push. But yeah, I do think this is going to be a really, really fun race to watch. And again, those IMs are always fun. Bustos has been 139.8.
Yeah, once again, this is going from day two, basically the first event that most of these guys would have swim in previous years, to day four now, which is a tough switch. We definitely see a little bit lighter of a field because of that, like we talked about. But, I mean, you're going to see some tired bodies here. 2IM prelims on day four has to be an absolute nightmare of a swim.
I could not imagine. Two back already hurt.
Yeah, so that was one I liked to do fresh. And eventually, I didn't like to do it at all anymore. So
he quit on it. He gave up.
I was a quitter. Let's get into the predictions. Starting first event, 1650. I think we're back in our fourth, boys. I got the half of Ahmed Square. I got Jouaudi. And I think that tips what he was your pick, but who is it?
I have half an Aoi.
Yeah, I think. No. I don't know, man. I think I, most I really people think... like People look, like Zalon for this one, being the back-to-back defending champ, but I don't know. These, I mean, I think it's harder to defend than to take a title. Back,
by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So
back, he's used him on the past three, right?
Did he? I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember 3 years back. I can't remember 22.
He's won the last 23. Two at least, but yeah.
I think that Jawaudi, once again, having swam in those big heats at the Olympics and pulling through, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, except just the exact same reasoning, just the other guy. now he's swam in the big stage and he's won and he's done really well. Like,
and then fell off the face of the earth for like three years.
But like he's still been training, yeah. You know. Yep. I do think, again, someone like Nathan Wiffen, Ryan Eerisman, like Cal looked really good on the women's side. They're within 10 seconds of the first place seed. Like, that's not unreasonable to see them get up and win. Now, the biggest issue is Eerisman's not going to be in that final heat. So he's going to have to do it in the morning, whereas Wiffen's going to be able to race that final heat.
Yeah, depending on the person, that I mean, that works for some. And it's not like Eerisman will be by himself. I mean, he's got Carson Hick, Noah Millard, Luke Ellis. I mean, he's got good names who, I mean, even Gio Linshear, Sean Green. I mean, there are big names who are going to be in that second to last heat in the morning. So I'm not too concerned about that. Especially the mile at NC is you can get a really mixed bag between the good and the ugly. So if they're on, I think it's usually fine. Let's go on to then the two relays on night one, 200 med, 8 free. Des and I got mirrored picks here. We got the Florida Gators in the 2 med, and then who do we got in the 8 free, Des?
We have Texas, and I think we kind of mentioned this both. There's some races, especially relays, where it's like hard to pick away from anyone. I think in the 2 med, the ASU could be seeded to possibly take down Florida, but I see Florida dropping more time than ASU going into the meet. And I personally see a sub 120 for the first time.
That would be quite the swim. I mean, and I'm a victim, but I love it. The Florida Relay University bandwagon is just one that I have not been able to get off.
It's so much
fun. And they've been doing it for years. And like, I mean, they're fighting for a top three, never have really fought for a win. But they just always fight, even if their team is like off at NCs, they always find a way to win a relay or two.
At least.
So I just love it. And now I just have to keep it going. And this is for sure their best chance, I would say, right now on paper, is that 2 med. So I got to back
them. When was the last time they didn't win or didn't even break a relay record, I want to say?
Yeah, I don't know. That's exactly. So they have to, just to keep the streak going.
Yeah, I agree.
Texas, I just think it's hard. They have, I think, Ohio State seeded second behind them, but I don't see a world that Ohio State drops. I think that relay for them at conference was not a fluke, but like it was written in this, like they just all produced on that relay. So honestly, I don't see a way that Texas goes slower than 6:06. I see them more in the 6:03, 6:02 range. So
yeah,
I don't think
they,
that
they
one's...
just seem like the team that's going to be in the seat to drop the most. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hunter Fly. I think we've already kind of tipped ourselves off here again too. We're suckers for Florida Gators and Josh Liendo himself. I think I want to see him break the Dressel record probably just as much as anybody else. Probably more than he does. Maybe. So. Yeah. And I just love the dominance. I don't even have words for it. I think it's. He is one of the most, just like when it comes down to racing, he's one of the most dominant swimmers that we've seen.
I mean, it's Liendo. You know, you have 1, 2, 3 other guys who have been under 44, Caribe, Tyler Ray, Ilya. I guess Thomas has been under 44, but like it really is going to come down to Liendo. And maybe if Ilya is really, really on it, maybe he might fight him for 43 low, but I don't think that Ilya's got the 42 in him that Josh does.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think
Casey's having some issues with his camera.
If you're watching the video right now, you can see a little blob of myself on the screen. I'm so out of focus. I would say that, Tyler Ray is an interesting name. How good of a Big Tens that he had. I think he is a good name to watch. And then, like you said, Karoon. I don't know. It's just hard to predict how much more he has in the tank. And I think that's the only thing that's holding me back.
Yeah.
From you know, shooing him in for a really tight race with Lando. Mets 4 IM. Split here with a couple of Longhorns. Who do you got?
I have Baylor Nelson taking down the defending champ. Who?
I got Rex. I do think that Rex will be good this meet. I think that I hate the Bob bandwagon of like, oh, it's Bob. Like he'll have the boys ready to go. But I also think that it's hard to argue against sometimes, and I do think that Rex is, I don't think he's gonna have just, I think if he doesn't perform at NCs this year, it'll be a pretty rough season for him. So I think that he probably is gonna be ready to drop a nuke.
Yeah, I just like you said,
I actually do. I mean, the Baylor Nelson, I think he's another a name that I actually would like to never won an NCAA title. So I do like that pick.
He's never won an NCAA title. My thought is like he already was flirting with an NCAA title when he was on A&M, and he's now on Texas and has looked significantly better. He was a top recruit coming to high school, and I think he's always been good, but I just don't think he ever shined up to how good we thought he was going to be. And I think that this is his time. It's already been 334 this year, his best time. So I think he's got a little bit more in him.
Yeah, absolutely. 200 free. We already talked about this a little bit. Wide open field. I got Fabiani. I think Tez wanted Fabiani, maybe, it sounds like.
No, I was actually between two people. One was not Fabiani. I ended up picking Henry McFadden. I think, again, shows up at big meets. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to have a great meet. But my other pick, actually, and this is also his best event, was Kai Winkler, I think, was the other guy I was deciding between. I think he, just looking at his potential coming out of high school, he's finally on this year. I think he did not have a great year last year, freshman year, but he looks really good. I could see him even pushing it under 130. But I'm taking McFadden instead. I think McFadden's consistency is going to take him that way. Fabiani, though.
I don't know. I think he's maybe a little bit of an outsider, but I actually think that he has a very strong potential to be, screw it, 129.3. Shoe it in. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll be totally off there. But I do think that he has the talent to do it. It's just a matter of showing up, but I'm gonna back my guy, Cal Baptist grad. So, what do we got here?
Yes.
100 breaststroke.
Who do you got?
I've got Okudome.
I have Jim and Prey.
Yeah, I think we talked about this one already a little bit, but Okudome, yeah, I think he's probably a little bit is better in the 200. Jerome Prez, the only one who's been under 50 flat start. It's hard to argue against that, but I actually do like coming off that, you know, Cal performance of last week. I think they're in a good spot. And I'm taking them.
Yeah, it was hard to argue against. Like, I don't want to go against Cal and pretty much anything right now, but I just don't think that Okudome has the speed that Jerome Prez is going to get a different story, like you mentioned, but I do think Jim and Prey takes the 100.
200 free relay. ASU. Yeah, it's got to be ASU here.
They're seeing second first fastest time.
Like a second plus. So second fastest time of ever. Who knows? It might be a matter of NCAA record hunting again here, but it really, the stars got to align for that 2 free relay for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you can't – there are times – some teams you can't sleep on. Like, I mean, if Florida finds their fourth and they're really on, they could make a push for it. I'm trying to think of who else. Those are probably your biggest two that you're looking at. Texas, I don't think, has the speed for it. NC State's another one. If they have four dudes who are just absolutely...
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live, you're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.
On it, you know, could they make a push? Maybe. They have a bunch of 18s, so who knows?
Men's Hunter back. Another. I'm taking an NCAA record to win this one for sure. I got Modlin.
I'm also taking NCAA record to win this one, and I'm taking Johnny Marshall. And neither of us took Koch, which is also pretty crazy.
Disrespectful.
He has the record. I'm mad at Koch because he's swimming the 100 fly, and I don't want to see him swim the 100 fly, so I took Marshall.
This is holding a grudge against him. I think Modlin's kind of, he seems like, I mean, I guess he won't be winning, sweeping the backstrokes from year one, but he honestly, you know, even his build now, like he reminds me of like a little mini Ryan Murph. And I think he's going to be queued up for a big meet. 200 breaststroke. There's one answer. Okodome, baby. He's got the sweep.
This needs to be on record watch. I do think so.
Really? Wow.
I think this is a very hot take. I don't think he'll get it this year, but like I think he has a 47 low in him. I do.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a bold statement. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. He's been 48 low. 48 mid at least, I think. So, I'm taking it. Yeah, he's going to be chefing. Screw it. 147. 5 free. We're oh man, oh my gosh, looking at this, we're lining up the predictions here for a couple. We got Rex. I already stated it, but I think he's gonna be on this meet. How low do you think he could go, Des?
Again, it depends on
audience.
Like, could we see 402?
Yeah, that would be.
I don't think so. I do think he's between 403, 405 to win.
Yeah. 53. This is when I started out with just Liendo. This is my head, like as I'm making these predictions. It was like he's gonna win the 100 fly. Now we're on the 53, and I'm just thinking Liendo. It's got to happen. There's no way Liendo does not win this 53. It's probably, you could say Ilya's right there with him. I don't think that. I mean, I'm putting him on 17 watch here to be the third person ever.
Yeah.
I don't think Liendo ever did it flat.
He's been 18.06 last year, 18.08.
Yeah,
he's close.
I'm excited for that one. 400 medley relay. You're looking for the double up here.
I'm on that UF train. Casey was talking before And, you know, I have to bring up a name, that UF train. We've been on that UF relay train for a while, ever since McGuire McDuff, who is our since relay goat.
Since he wanted it so bad that he deked the relay.
He also came in clutch so many times. That's my relay goat right there. Shout out McGuire McDuff. But I'm taking Florida to win this one.
Yeah. Actually, shout out McGuire McDuff. Is he ever, like, I mean, he has a year of eligibility. I think he was in the portal and just disappeared. But yep. Bring McGuire McDuff back. I got Texas. I don't know if I said that. Four-med relay. I think they just have too many pieces. And, I mean, and as mad as Dez is that coach is swimming the 100 fly, he still is going to put a 43 split down. And so,
yeah, what about potentially the 100 breast winner. One split down.
Yeah, okay, well. That might be hard to get past. 200 IM. I got Baylor Nelson for his first NCAA win of his career.
I have Owen McDonald for also his first NCAA win of his career.
Which is crazy. It's crazy that both those guys do not have a win. But I think it's inevitable that one of them probably, I think it's down to those two. Hunter Free. Liendo.
It's locks.
This is almost the one I feel the best about. Hunter Fly feels like a lock, but some of those Hunter Free wins that he's had these last couple of years, man, it's man alive. He just gets can't, his head down, he can't lose. It's pretty good. 200 Fly, I think it's an interesting race now that Luca's out. So I'm going to take Ilya Karun.
Now that Luca's out, I got to take my boy, Thomas. I think maybe last day, Ilya maybe doesn't have it in him, and Thomas Heilman gets in there for the dub.
Yeah, I mean, he has certainly had him in high school, and he's had it long course. He needs his, like, breakthrough, like, I am a stud swim in the NCAA short course pool. I mean, he's a freshman, so I get it. It's not, hasn't had that many meets, but like, I'd also, this is his chance. And especially with Luca out, he has the potential to do that now. So there's a win out there. You just gotta go find it. Twitter back.
I don't know what Casey was thinking here.
There was once a ton of time in 2025 where Johnny Marshall went out with it with a hope and a prayer. I would need to go pull up what he went out in. But Johnny Marshall went out like he was swimming. One, it would be the last 200 back he ever swam. But, like, the second 100 didn't exist. And he felt it pretty bad. And coach absolutely chased him down, was 134. I don't know. It might take coach being a little bit off. But I like Johnny Marshall. Give it to me.
Yeah, I have coach. And I say this because last year after he went, what,
133?
34-1. He said, I don't know, I'm still trying to figure out how to swim this race. Which makes me think that there's like a 133-32 high in there.
He was bluffing, Dez. He was bluffing. Yeah, no, that's – if – yeah, it could be. Could be bad. We'll see.
Four free relay.
ASU NCAA record holders coming off conference.
To say no to
242. I don't know if things went really well, like they could be 341. Like, I mean, they already were all 40 point. No, Cheney was 41-1, but then they were already had 340 points. Like, I could very realistically see them all 40.5 or lower.
Yeah,
which would be.
We haven't talked about Cheney at all yet, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It is crazy because you look at them, they're 342-1, then NC State and Florida are both 243s, and then Texas is next with 245. So it's a big gap between first and second and third and fourth.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope someone challenges there, but I just don't think that anybody has the sprint depth that ASU has freestyle-wise. So we'll see. It's gonna be a long meet. So you never know what kind of physical form people are in on day four. So with that, we've gone out there and fired away the predictions here. Let's go with the team race. I'll lead us off here. And it's got to, I mean, realistically at this point, Texas is going to win. We've said it all year. I like Florida second. If Liendo pulls through, Johnny Marshall pulls through, Scotty Buff scores some potential, you know, A final, solid B final points. I think this year they've had some hit and miss at the NCAA meets from a top to bottom perspective over the last years, but I think this year they put it together. So I got 4-2, ASU 3, Cal, purely recency bias based off last week. I got them moving up to fourth. I got IU 5, NC State 6, Michigan 7, Stanford 8, Tennessee 9, and a cheeky University of Virginia Cavaliers in the 10 spot. I think the big notable one is, I think, you know, most people would have had Georgia as a shoe-in for the top 10. But with Luke out, it's just, I have a hard time seeing it.
I would agree. My top 10, Texas, similar to how we talked about UVA, like they are, I think they're a shoo-in for first place. I think some bad things have to happen for them not to get first. I also have Florida second. I have them winning two relays. Leandro's going to win three individuals, I think. And again, I think they have the depth this year to do it. They have two distance swimmers who could be looking for a 1-2 finish in the mile, could be making a push for top three in the 500. They haven't had that in years past. They may have had Bobby, but they don't have the depth like they do now, just top to bottom of their team. Mm-hmm. I actually have Cal 3. I think
that's big. Yeah.
Cal,
big jump.
Cal dominated ACCs and they only won one relay. Why can't they go out there with their depth, have an outstanding meet with their women had last week, and just get a top three finish? I don't know.
I think the biggest hit against Cal from this year to the previous is they lost a lot besides Yamoto. Like they lost a lot of their like event winners, and like mm-hmm. I think their depth suited them really well at conference. But you look at like a Florida Texas, like I mean they basically have the same amount of qualifiers individually. They just, when you look at the Florida, Texas, they have like 1-2 people in each event that are fighting for a win, especially in the Texas. But like Cal is just lacking a little bit of the event winner. So it's coming to come down to some of those guys who are like, you know, borderline top eight getting in, and how far can they move up?
You are probably 100% right. I just like the Cal woman last week went from what, fourth place at ACCs to second at NCAAs? Like
fourth. Third?
Third NCAAs? Third NCAAs. Yeah. But like they went from a very mediocre conference meet to an absolutely outstanding NCAAs. Mm-hmm. And Dave Durden does it year after year after year with the men. Why can't he do it again? ASU 4, IU 5. I think those three are going to be shooting for that third place spot. NC State 6, Michigan 7, Tennessee 8, Stanford 9, and UVA 10.
It's pretty similar there, I would say, for both of us. I think we got, you know, Tennessee and Stanford flip-flop for ourselves in the 9 or the 8-9 spot. And obviously Cal ASU flip-flop there. But I think we saw, I would say, the women's race tightened up a lot more. We saw some, like, bigger gaps that were projected that actually ended up happening, and that was partially contributed by Cal moving up quite a bit. But I expect this one to tighten up quite a bit here, and it should be a great week of racing. I think Des and I are really excited, and we'll review these predictions come next week. Des, any closing thoughts, words on your mind that you want to get out into the world?
Get ready for some fast swimming.
Love to hear it. All right, folks, thanks for tuning again to the DFL Swimming Podcast. Enjoy some swimming this week. Bring back B, and we will catch you in the next one.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nearly home.
Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.